working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Jimmy Clark and Jill Netter.
Happy Tuesday.
She's back.
I'm back.
Man, talk about taking vacation since graduating high school.
I'm free.
So where'd you just get back from last week, Shawnee?
Yes, my brother and I were at a Christian leadership camp last week.
And how was things over there besides muggy?
It was a lot of fun. You know, OBU, they received a lot of damage because of the tornado that went through there last April.
Yep.
So we kind of had to be a little bit flexible this year. We kind of had to move some things around. So everything was not in, like, the usual buildings that they're in, but they still found a way to make camp work, which was great. So.
And so anyway, lots of people from Oklahoma there?
I would say like 90% Oklahomans. There's usually a couple from like Arkansas and a couple from Texas, like Northern Texas usually.
So what did you guys all do?
Just about everything. Because it's more of like leadership camp, so you don't do like a whole lot of more physical activity. So you're mostly just sitting in classrooms, learning how to study the Bible, which is what I really enjoy. Just learning all things biblically related. It's really awesome because you are just surrounded by like-minded believers, and you get to spend a whole week with them. And another thing that I really like is when you get there, they put you into what they call family groups, and it's you and people that are your age but completely random strangers. You have no clue who they are. You have never met them before. And on day one, you can barely have a conversation with them because you're like, I don't know anything about these people or what they do or anything. And then
I don't see you doing that.
No. I'm the one who's like, hey, where are you from? What do you do? Where are you going to college? That's me.
I was going to say, I bet you weren't bashful.
No, I'm not bashful at all.
You're probably sitting over there going, hey, you going to talk or what?
I'm not that mean. No, but by the end of the week, you really just create these special bonds with these people. I've been going to this camp for 5 years, and the cool thing about it, this year was my last year to go as a student. And when I got to camp, it's so cool because I don't see these people at all except for at camp. But when you get there, you see all these friends that you've made through the past couple years, and you just remember who they are, and you get to see them. It's awesome.
So then you get to go up there and what's up, what you been doing
exactly
the last year. So
yeah, no.
It's pretty cool.
It is. And I met some people that are going to OSU, so.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Already making friends.
What are they going to, any of them going to do the same thing you're going to?
I honestly don't remember a whole lot of their majors. One girl that was in my family group, she's double majoring in architecture and engineering, which is like two of the hardest majors at Oklahoma State.
Oh,
and I told her, I was like, good luck, girl.
You go. Yeah, she's got it. She'll have to be very focused.
Oh, yes.
She won't be going to the softball games with you?
Probably not. She'll be like, I got to study. I'm like, you could study at the softball game.
Speaking of softball, you weren't here last week, so me and you didn't get to talk about my Sooners. But what I thought was pretty cool is the interviews before the championship start with Grace Lyons and Coach and Coleman and who else was there? I can't remember that deal where they were talking about what gave them hope and softball. That was pretty good interview.
Yes, you see that? I saw that video on Facebook. Yeah,
it was ironic. You was at OBU at the same time.
It's very, very funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty cool. So all right, let's check out what the weather's doing. And looks pretty nice out there. We got 60s in Oklahoma Panhandle and the Northern Texas Panhandle. 68 at Arnett. 67 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 70 at Eric. 70 at Hollis. 73 at Hobart, one of my favorite towns. 73 at Watonga, 72 at the May Ranch. Out here in the Texas Panhandles, a little cooler. 68 at Lipscomb, 70 at Wellington, and 72 at Odell and 69 at Childress. Anyway, I'll have more on that. Today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour.
Yay, Stockman's.
Yeah, and anyway, we'll have more on them in just a little bit. I just brought the new Today in Ag dog from there. And she's in her crate. She's not totally house trained yet, so.
You could just bring her in here. I'll just hold her.
She would go for that. And but anyway, she went and got her updates on her shots and a pedicure and a manicure.
Oh, so special.
Yeah.
She's spoiled.
Yeah, she is. Dr. Mouse and the help there, they love her. But, wow, what's crazy is she's 11 weeks old. She'll turn 12 this Sunday, and she's already weighing 20 pounds.
Wow.
And she's, that's big. And the reason why I have her learning to search and find, not destroy, search and find Bigfoots out in the cornfield, because she's got big feet. See, Bigfoot, big feet.
Makes sense.
Doesn't make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start off, before we have to go to break already, with what happened overnight in our ag world. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading after crop conditions declined week to week, while wheat was lower as ratings improved. About 59% of the U.S. soybean crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, down from 62% the previous week, according to the Department of Ag in their report. This was also below the 60% expected by analysts polled by Rutgers. 86% of the crop has emerged, up from 74% a week earlier, and the prior five-year average is 70%, according to the USDA. Around 61% of the U.S. corn earned top ratings last week, down from 64% a week earlier and below the trade forecast of 62%. 93% had emerged, up from 85% for the week prior and the average of 87% for this time of the year. Winter wheat in the southern plains showed improvement, again with 38% good or excellent at the start of the week. That's up from 36% a week earlier and ahead of trade expectations of 37%. 8% of the crop was harvested as of Sunday, up from 4% a week earlier, but behind a forecast in the Rutgers poll of 10%. Spring wheat, meanwhile, was 60% good or excellent, down from 64% a week before. Soybeans for July delivery jumped 12.5 cents to $13.85 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added $1 to $3.98.40 a short ton, and soybean oil gained 1.07 cents to $55.05 a pound. Corn futures rose 1.75 cents to $6.19 a bushel. Wheat futures dropped 3.25 to $6.30 on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City fell 8.75 to $7.87.75 a bushel. Severe storm watches have been issued for parts of northeastern Texas, southern Oklahoma, and they're rolling through there now. Right before the show, I know they had a thunderstorm warning out for down there somewhere along the Red River. And western Arkansas, as severe weather moves through the area, according to National Weather Service maps, hail the size of ping pong balls and winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour are in forecast. Clusters of strong to marginally severe storm will continue to develop, spreading into southeastern Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service. Winds will gust from 30 to 35 miles an hour today and will blow around unsecured objects, high-profile vehicles, and maybe have some difficulty traveling, and that would be in the northern part of Indiana where they got thunderstorms forecast. We've got plenty of rain while you were gone. Maybe you should stay gone more often.
Okay, I'll leave.
Anyway, we got plenty of rain. You guys got a pond out there by your house?
I wouldn't call it a pond. It's more like just a big hole in the ground.
A dugout?
Yes.
Is it full?
It is full. It's the first time I've seen it full in probably
I need
years.
To drive by there. I probably drove by there 100 times, just never paid no attention.
Come on, I'm always home.
Yeah, I look down Merritt Road off 152 south, the dirt part, not the asphalt part. It didn't look like a good time to go down there today.
Oh.
I got to try. I got some heifers calving over there for my landlord. There's a couple of them left. They've been random here and there. There's no programmed to that deal. But anyway, so we had a new baby Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, had a new baby there Sunday. Anyway, how's you guys? You're done.
We've been done, yeah.
Your preg check, when? Pretty quick? Before you go to school?
Yeah, it's later. It's like July. Late July. Because we don't wean till almost Labor Day.
Right.
So, this last weekend on Friday, actually it was the day Austin and I got back from camp and we were so tired. But my dad was like, we have to give these calves a shot. And I was like, okay.
Let's do it.
We can do it. So, we gave our calves a shot. We banded some of our bulls and gave them all new ear tags and everything and sprayed them with everything practically. Oh, yeah. And we had to spray some of them for ticks, which was awful.
Yeah, they are bad. Dr. Mouse has said more than once or twice here in the last 2 or 3 weeks, the ear ticks, cow ticks, are really bad this year. And I hadn't even had, I had to bring sister, our cow dog, to the vet to her to get her. It wasn't ear ticks, normal, or just ticks.
Uh-huh.
It was cow ticks on my cow dog.
Oh,
makes
my
sense,
goodness.
Doesn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah, they had to put her asleep to get them. I mean,
they're big.
I looked down in there with my big bright flashlight, and I was like, what are those eyes looking at me? Something's alive in my dog's ears.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway, the spray, like you put in cattle for ear mm-hmm. ticks, she said, don't do that to your dog.
No, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, so anyway. Well, let's take a Stockman's Bet break, and when we come back, I'll have your weather update for the West Texas Panhandle and our Eastern Texas Panhandle out from the West Texas Mezzanette.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. Had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of it.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Good afternoon once again to Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday,
June 12th. 680 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 279 brought 380. 50. 8 at 389 brought 298. 6 at 447 brought 300. 22 at 507 brought 274. 7 at 594 brought 232. 54 at 810 brought 221. 50. 4 at 884 brought 196. 6 head of heifers at 372 brought 261. 4 at 463 brought 247. 3 at 615 brought 221. 7 at 640 brought 218. 8 at 686 brought 218. 34 at 839 brought 194. 7 at 909 brought 187. Butcher cows were 10 to 112. Butcher bulls brought 94 to 131. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. I had it up. There it goes. All right, I picked Dozer. Texas is your weather update for the Texas Panhandle. Currently 70 degrees, humidity's at 71, dew point's at 60, southeast winds at 3 miles an hour with wind gust all the way up to 5 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, so far, 16 miles an hour. 3.37 inches of rain, month to date. Precipitation in the town of Dozer, red flag minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature, 72 degrees. I think everybody's soil temperature's finally in the 70s. And you know why I know this, young lady? Because my wife's pumpkins are coming up at 2 days after planting, so the temperature is warming.
That's
anyway,
good.
She planted, I don't know, she's got, let me figure, 8, 9, probably 50 pumpkins.
Oh, my goodness.
All different sizes, from the size of a softball up to the size of a pregnant cow.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway.
What do you do with them?
Ask her.
No, okay.
I think it's going to, because she's not going to make me a pumpkin pie. I know that much.
I'm not a pumpkin pie fan.
Anyway, man, a glass of milk and a piece of pumpkin pie.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know what you're missing.
I don't like the texture of it.
Oh, well, anyway.
Maybe a coconut cream pie.
Anyway, as temperatures increase and our drought continues, remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock, as what we were just discussing. As ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact us for any easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. With spring calving winding down, it's time to plan spring calf working and vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us and we can work together on a program and schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good, clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. And that is so true. Please check your water sources regularly, and especially with all these rains now, and just because we've got fresh water in ponds and all this, keep an eye on stuff. And I actually have something about water quality coming up later in the show. Proudly serving all Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after hours emergency. How about that?
How about that? Do
go
it.
Get him, Dr. Mouse. She did 2 C-sections on pigs this week already.
Oh. I can't stomach the C-section. I tried. I really did, but I can't.
Why?
I don't know. It's too much blood. It's too much. You can ask my dad. I almost passed out one time. I really wanted to go to vet school for a really long time, and then I was like, Jill, you almost want to pass out every time somebody, like, slices somebody open or something. So, no vet school for me. Eye communications it is.
You can communicate what
happens.
Yeah,
I can communicate what happens. I'm not watching it. Nope.
Quick update on the grain markets. Man, it's a lot of green on the board today. How about that?
Yeah.
Corn, July, 614. It's down a little over 2, but it's not too bad. Soybeans for July, 1404. Soybean meal for August, 393.10. Soybean oil, July, 55.36. hard red winter wheat. July, $7.95, down one. September, $7.94. Oats are up. They just keep creeping up. July is $3.75. September, $3.77. Cotton's in the red today, both July and October, in the 83-cent range. Live cattle, June, $178.82. August, $172.65. October, $176 even. December, $179.52. Feeder cattle. Man, just looks good. August, $239.20. September, $242.37. Lean hogs for June, $87.15. July, $90.55. And if I can get my phone to come up, I will let you know what happened at Elk City and Clinton, since Brandon sent that to me. Let's start with Elk City. Last Friday, head count like one being 900 head. 899 sold briefly, some three from Mobidi, some 345 pound steers, 347 a pound from Sayre, 10 head, 465, 262, and those were cutter bulls. From Hammond, 587 pounders brought 240, and some 650 pounders from Briscoe brought 220, and those were cutter bulls also. Heifers, 400 pounders, 270. From Pampa, some 522s, 236. From Durham, 561 pounders, 228. And some 670 pounders, 205. And let's see what cows, butcher cows bringing up to $1.20. Butcher bulls up to $1.39. Bred cows up to $17.35. And check it out there, Miss Jill. Pairs, 2,600.
Nice.
That was nice. Okay, let's see what happened at Clinton yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock. They had 680 head. Steers, some 279 pounders brought $380.50. Some weaned ones weighing 447 from Weatherford, 300 per hundred weight. 507 from Elk City, weaned. 274, some 720 pounders from Shamrock, Texas, short wing, $216 per hundred weight. Heifers, some four weights, 247, some seven weights, 204, and some nine weights, $1.87. They had some butchered cows bringing up to $1.12, and butcher bulls bringing up to $131 per hundred weight. So have you talk to your dad about what he's thinking about the cattle market right now? You guys had that conversation?
Well, I've been gone for 2 weeks, so yeah. Not recently.
Where
now.
Were you the week before?
So we have family in Ohio.
Oh, that's right.
My cousin was graduating, so we were up there for that. Yep.
How'd you and the Yankees get along?
Ohio is not that Yankee-like, honestly. they're not that bad. I'll just put it that way.
Do they know who Baker Mayfield is?
probably, yeah. Anyway, too bad it's not football season.
So you went up there, had a good time.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like your mom Snapchatted, like, long road home.
Yeah, 14 hours. 15 if there's construction, apparently.
Yeah.
It was
there's
not
construction.
Fun.
There's construction everywhere, and yeah. I think from the rest of our lives there's going to be construction.
Yeah.
I missed a doctor's appointment because of that thing at Calumet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I couldn't even get to that exit everybody said to take the shortcut.
We drove around when we went to camp because
so,
we weren't
coming westbound. A lot easier than going eastbound.
Yeah, don't go through that construction. You'll be
hour,
sitting there for hour.
Never
or
moved.
Hours. Yeah.
I never moved.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so back to my original question. Have you and your dad, have you heard him mention anything about what he's thinking about the cattle prices?
They're definitely better than they were like a year ago.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I remember, about a year ago, if I remember correctly, we had a conversation. We were like, what do we do? Like, because we're going through drought. We don't almost have enough hay to feed everything. We're just like, do we want to cut down our herd? But the cattle prices aren't very good. So, like, do we want to cut down or do we just kind of want to see what happens? Because it's a little bit of a gamble.
Yeah.
When you're in
plus
drought.
Some people had to cut down because of the drought.
Yes.
Period.
And we were kind of on the fence about it. I think At the time, we had just started our irrigation, putting all that up out at Hext, so it wasn't ready quite yet for our pivot had come in pieces. It hadn't been put up yet, but we put our cattle out there to just graze everything down because it was super tall grass and everything out there. So that helped a little bit since we were so short on hay.
Took a little pain off of it.
Yes, which was a good thing. But cattle prices are much better now than they were compared to a year ago. It's
a lot.
Yes.
Because I sold some older cows, and they brought more than what I paid for them. So, anyway, and I'm talking about my old,
yeah.
9, 10, 11-year-olds.
Yep.
Anyway, they paid their dues.
That's like all my show heifers.
Yeah. Anyway, my wife texted in. We asked about pumpkins. We didn't talk. We're not talking about Young Living essential oils. Jill wants to know what you're going to do with the pumpkins, honey.
Yeah. I don't grow pumpkins, so I'm curious. Yeah. What do you do with them?
Yeah. So there you go. So that's what she wants to know. Let's take a Stockman's Vet break and come back. You have a couple subjects, or at least one, to talk about on broadband.
Broadband and El Nino.
Yeah, El Nino.
El Nino.
Yeah, so anyway, when we come back, we'll be talking about that.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your best selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is at Doug Ray Ford and Sayre. Truckloads of new Fords are arriving daily, including Super Duty trucks, Broncos, Expeditions, and America's favorite F-150.
You guys rule.
Take the short drive to Sayre and save thousands. Or shop us online at DougRayFord.com. But hurry, they won't last long at these prices. And remember, as always, no hidden fees at Doug Ray Ford, where we make it easy to buy a car.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, Ford sorghum, and Milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For Hypro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it, just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I started talking, but nothing went through the mic.
That cap was putting a bind on my head here. Okay.
I have your Northwest Oklahoma weather for you, and I picked Camargo, the giant town of Camargo. It is 70 degrees in Camargo, dew point is 57, humidity is 65%, wind is out of the south at only 5 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 8:55 p.m., so almost 9 p.m. tonight. Today you can expect a slight chance of thunderstorms, only 20%, with a high of 76 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the southeast, only getting up to 8 miles an hour. Tonight there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 57. Winds are going to shift from the southeast to the northwest. Tomorrow you can expect a high of 83 degrees, mostly sunny. Thursday is going to be 89, also mostly sunny. Friday is going to get up to 91 degrees. It's going to get a little toasty. And it's also going to be sunny. And then Saturday, it's going to be 93 and sunny.
Getting back to your temperatures.
I like it.
Hey, I found a question.
Oh, and good.
I found a question. This is more interesting than the one we were working on.
Oh, good, because I didn't like the one.
Anybody want to go to Sugar Creek Casino this Saturday, June 17th at 8 o'clock? The Roots and Boots Tour are coming to the Sugar Creek Casino. Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray. The first person to text in to me the correct year, the first combine, when the combine wasn't invented.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so when the first combine was invented, and it was way before I thought it was. So anyway, first combine invented. Anyway, if you want to go, get your Google out, get your iPhone
start
on.
Typing.
Yeah, don't be doing this driving either. Anyway,
bad idea.
We were, when you first came in before the show started, we was talking about some subjects and great minds think a lot. And that's not what Aaron said, but I think it's great minds, because Aaron's thought was, it's getting pretty bad when you start thinking like me.
Yeah, apparently, it's like you've started. Developing Jimmy's mind patterns.
Anyway, so we was talking about broadband.
Yes.
So what do you got?
So I'm going to start off with back to when I went to D.C., which I was already like 2 months ago. That's crazy. But it seems like yesterday. This was one of the bigger topics that we really wanted to talk with our legislative people about, is that rural areas don't have broadband, or they struggle to get it.
Right.
And so we were just like, we need more, we need to finance it, basically. Like, we need more money so that we can put broadband in rural areas. Because especially where we live in western Oklahoma, very rural. Rural. Sorry, I'm struggling to say that word.
Rural.
Yeah. So this came out, I believe this morning. The White House announced $714 million in USDA grants and loans to expand access to high-speed internet service in 19 states from South Carolina to California on Monday. With the new round of funding, the USDA has put $2.45 billion into rural broadband through its ReConnect program in the past 18 months. For all Americans, the internet is an essential tool to access education, healthcare, and jobs. In rural America, high-speed internet can connect people to opportunities that are miles or even states away. The ReConnect program is directed at rural areas with lower quality internet service and calls for construction of facilities that can provide high-speed service of 100 megabytes, per second for downloading and uploading data. Since President Biden took office, USDA provided financial assistance to 142 projects to bring high-speed service to 314,000 rural Americans. Some $65 billion was allotted in the 2021 Infrastructure Law for an Internet for All initiative. In the next 3 weeks, $42 billion of it will be divided among states based on their needs. The minimum award would be $100 million. basically you'll be able to see what the allocation is to rural America, which will be substantial.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. So the Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said Reconnect provided important bit of fence when asked about the comparatively high cost of reaching some homes, businesses, and schools. Rural areas provide the nation with food, energy, and industrial materials, said Vilsack. So if you want to talk about efficiency, I think you have to take a look at the entire totality of the contribution that rural America makes to the rest of the nation. You can see this as money well invested in providing economic opportunity for people who live, work, and raise their families in a very important part of this country. The digital divide is real, and it hurts rural America. Rural Americans are twice as likely as rural ones to lack high-speed internet at home, and the majority of people who do not have internet access live in rural America. Sorry, I'm struggling to read today, but
yeah,
broadband. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing, you know, and our U.S. Representative Frank Lucas was a big push behind rural broadband out here.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, down south Elk City, south of Retrop, all of a sudden there's a bunch of old orange reels of line, fiber optics and stuff like that showed up, and they were going everywhere around Carter, Retrop. I don't know where they put in that fiber optic for rural internet. But my thing is, and it was part of this bill they were talking about back in 2021, my thing is, unless I missed the letter or the email, why aren't they using it yet? It's been in the ground for mm-hmm. 2 years now, mm-hmm. mostly completed in the last 6 months. So I'm wondering, if anybody's listening out there that had that installed to their house, what's the update on that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I know we don't have it out. They didn't put it in.
I don't think they came north of 152.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I know Carter, Retrop, I guess down towards Sentinel maybe. I know there was a lot of miles, and those people did a really good job. They were in and out of there. So if anybody has an update on when that goes in service, or maybe I just missed it and it's already in service because my wife's dying for some Wi-Fi at the house. So anyway, we'll get going. See if anybody... there we go. We got us a winner. Anyway, the person that, I didn't do it right again today. The person that got that right, 1830, but wasn't patenting until later, but that was correct, 1830. I need your name. So I can put it on these tickets.
Please send in your name.
Yeah. Anyway, so, OD Farm Girl, LOL. Okay. Anyway, I need your name so I can put that on ticket. Thank you for participating in correct answer. 1830, that's a long time ago.
I thought it was much later than that, honestly.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that was either drawn. It was drawn by horses. They didn't have
engines. I was like, I don't think it was electrical yet.
Yeah. So anyway, but then, no, that's a good deal about rural broadband because precision farming needs lots of good stuff for their tractors, combines, and all this stuff.
Oh, for sure.
To get in there. One field that I got the GPS, the only field I use GPS mm-hmm. on, and when it gets right in the middle of the field, it all goes haywire.
Yeah.
So I had to be paying attention. I get, because I'm down low or along the river, I don't even know if that has anything to do with it, but that T-jet that I got in the tractor, because I'm not one of you precision guys, but it just goes haywire when it goes through this one spot about the size of this building. It just goes and anyway, I need to be paying attention which direction I'm driving. So anyway, all right, when we come back, I will have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. I got some update on some livestock production risk coming up, focusing up with Ag Defense coming up. We'll see. Well, I'll just go ahead and talk about it right now. I got it right here in front of me. How about that? Coming up today in the Courtyard Event Center on 281 and Windhorse, whichever that is, Texas, on Highway 281. That's coming up tonight at 6:30. It's the Ag Defense Risk Management free ribeye steak. You got any questions, call 580-454-4367. And then tomorrow, Fletcher, Oklahoma at 6:30. or I'm sorry, not tomorrow, Thursday, the 15th, the Fletcher Community Center Ag Defense Risk Management will be focused on livestock production risk and rainfall risk, livestock gross margin, LGM, livestock risk prediction, the LRP, in Fletcher coming up Thursday at 6:30 in the Fletcher Community Center. So anyway, more information, 580-454-4367. And there's a really cool rodeo coming up in Shamrock. I'm going to tell people about it as soon as we get your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up right after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
A good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 9th. 899 head were sold. Six head of steers at 381 brought 312. Five at 428 brought 316. Seven at 446 brought 282. Six at 520 brought 272. Eight at 614 brought 251. Five at 625 brought 250. 16 at 650 brought 220. Six head of heifers at 473 brought 258. Seven at 509 brought 243. Three at 522 brought 236. Five at 523 brought 240. 11 at 525 brought 248. 4 at 665 brought 216. 8 at 844 brought 182. Butcher cows were 60 to 120. Butcher bulls brought 96 to 139. Bred cows were 650 to 1735. Pairs brought 1300 to 2600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. You've heard the old saying, you reap what you sow. Well, that statement's true when you purchase a new mower from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. You'll reap all kinds of rewards, like a discounted cash price or financing with approved credit, a free t-shirt and cap, DJ's discounts, warranty work, and a large selection of in-stock parts. Oh, and did I mention great customer service? Hurry, your rewards are waiting. DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City.
It's heating up for the summer.
Happy summer.
And so is the inventory at Doug Gray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Elk City. If you're looking for a new half-ton truck, you're in luck. Doug Gray has up to 16% off on select models. And with your trade-in worth more at Doug Gray, you can lower your payment and get as low as 2.9% financing. Don't miss the inventory reduction sale at Doug Gray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Elk City. See our full selection online at DougGrayAutoGroup.com.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has eight people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Miss Jill, do you have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast?
I do, and I picked Eric today. It is 71 degrees in Eric. Dew point is 60. Humidity is 68%. Wind is out of the south-southwest at 5 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 8:54 p.m. Today you can expect a high of 78 degrees. It's going to be mostly cloudy for the rest of the day. Tonight there's a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 59 degrees. Tomorrow it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Thursday is also looking to be sunny with a high of 93 degrees. Friday also 93 degrees. And Saturday it's going to get up to 95 degrees and sunny for the rest of the week.
Listen up. There's something, and I don't even know if I can get all this in one conversation, but there's a really cool rodeo coming up to benefit some fire departments over in Shamrock. As soon as I can find it, there it is. I got it. Coming up July 22nd, next month, Cowboys for the Community Benefit. 2 o'clock, fire department water polo. I wonder what that is. Do you know what that would be?
Water polo?
Yeah, fire department water polo.
I was like, I don't know what that is.
Okay, and then at 3:30, firefighter suit-up race. Yeah, wait till the heat of the afternoon to get that going. That'd be great. This will all be at the Dalton O'Gorman Gorman, I'm hoping I say that right, arena. I didn't even know where it was till today. 3-in-1 rodeo. Books open at 4 o'clock. Events will begin at 5 o'clock and order listed. Hide races are $20. Barrel rescue race is $20. The mutton busting 7 and under with 50-pound weight limit, $25. The 3-in-1, 150 a team, 3-man team, pin 1, doctor 1, and tie down 1. Teams must change one man for re-entry. Handmade buckles for the first place team in the 3-in-1. Part of the proceeds will go to benefit area fire departments and Melina Allen. So anyway, sounds like a lot of fun. I'll mention again. I'll mention water it again polo. Next week. See how that goes. Anyway, that sounds like a lot of fun. What a hey Forge. We have today's Heyday Tuesday,
Heyday.
And you reminded me.
I did remind you.
So anyway, and actually, I like talking about hay. Except mine's wet. My old hay, I got half of it put up, but some of it not so good. Anyway, we'll see what it looks like today. Okay, hay prices for alfalfa premium. Looks like California and Texas are still high, and actually New Mexico now. We got... We'll start with Kansas, 285 delivered to 330 per ton. Missouri's 180 to 300. Nebraska's 300. New Mexico, 265 delivered to 450. And there wasn't a D there in parentheses, so that's what they were getting. Oklahoma, finally, on my hay report, 225 to 275 delivered for premium alfalfa. And good alfalfa is 225 delivered, and that's in Oklahoma. Texas, 365 delivered to 425 for premium, and good alfalfa's 320 to 360 delivered. That was reported sales last week. Grass hay prices, let's see, Kansas, $200 a ton. Missouri, 175 a ton. Oklahoma, NA. Texas is 240 to 400, and none of that's delivered. So anyway, hay prices in Texas are pretty high, but they had a pretty good drought going on. I guess we did too. So anyway, we got that going on. I think there's going to be a lot of hay coming up this summer with these rains we've been getting.
For sure. I think we're hoping we can cut ours for sure because we need
what,
it.
Grass or?
It's kind of a variety, Bermuda mostly.
Yeah, and then you guys, and then what's your dad? Your dad's going to graze the mix. You had to go mm-hmm. get him some seed
like
on.
Like some Sudans, some cowpeas. Something else he told me.
Mine are up and they're looking pretty. They look really cool in the dark with those pea leaves hanging down with the spotlight. That's where the dogs and I go for a walk out there every night because that young one, she's got a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we go run about 9 o'clock, run really hard, and she sleeps pretty much for the rest of the.
Do you run?
Yep. Anyway, so all right. I said earlier in the show I wanted to talk about surface water quality. Here we go. Water quantity may be top of the minds is at the top of the mind as drought conditions persist across a large part of Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas. And our drought's still going on. Not everybody got their ponds full. So anyway, we keep it going. But water quality issues deserve attention as well. Grazing livestock that drink from surface water sources may be at risk of being toxic this summer as temperatures rise and water level falls. In a news release from the North Dakota State University Extension, Miranda Mann writes that water quality is one thing of the limiting factors for many grazing operations. The livestock environmental stewardship specialists note yearlings and calves have improved gains up to 0.24 to 0.33 pounds per day, respectively, and when they have access to good quality water. With that said, surface water sources like creeks and ponds naturally contain salts comprised of dissolved solids and minerals. These components become much more concentrated when it's hot and dry because they do not evaporate with water. Elevated concentrations of total dissolved solids, the TDS, and sulfates can be toxic to livestock. Symptoms of them having some toxic poison include lower animal performance, abortion, blindness, central nervous disorders, and possibly death. She recommends monitoring TDS and sulfate levels throughout the grazing season with handheld TDS meters. I didn't know you could get one of those. Sounds like something in the future.
Need a little gadget.
And sulfate test. I knew about those strips to enhance surface water is safe for animals to drink. Total dissolved solids must be below 5,000 parts per million for most classes of livestock. This value includes sulfate concentration, which must be less than 500 parts per million for calves and less than 1,000 parts per million for adult cattle. Submit water samples to a lab for additional analyze, and screening indicates TDS exceeds 4,500 parts and sulfates are greater than 800. Here's one thing you need to be aware of. Be aware of blooms. Algae blooms. Ooh. Algae is blue-green algae blooms have become problematic when I can't even talk today. When it's hot and dry, they can be toxic to livestock and as well as other wildlife and even humans. And that's what I worry about with my puppies. They love water,
mm-hmm.
And that's it's like instant death for dogs almost. So anyway, visual observations are the best way to monitor the blue-green algae blooms. She said suggest using cameras to monitor water sources since the blooms can develop quickly. Man, today's technology, I know a lot of guys that have solar pumps or water wells, they have a water well they can turn on with their phone.
Yes.
And they got cameras there. But it's a good thing because it takes a lot, especially where it might be 20 miles away. If you can monitor it with camera, okay, I need to get over there and fill the water tank up today. So
yeah.
It's pretty good technology.
That helps out.
Well, same thing. You can actually monitor with these deer cameras, I call them. Security cameras for tax purposes. For drought conditions, because blue-green algae blooms are a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know we have some out at our hex place, but Dad, just pull it up, check everything.
Turn the water on.
Yeah. He can turn the pivot on.
Yeah.
That to me is like the coolest thing ever. I'm like what?
2 years ago, down at Granite on that pivot down there, we rented a wheat pasture out to a guy that lived down there.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't want to walk out to the pivot and manually turn the water on, so he'd text me, hey, give me 10 minutes worth. So I'd turn it on.
Wow.
Even when it was cold as heck, it would also get rid of the ice for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy's got some laziness issues going on. He's probably listening today, too. But it was. He just texted me, hey, Jimmy, give me 10 minutes of water. And I'd turn it on, turn it off, and I'd get a text. Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, anyways, pretty good stuff. Well, the show goes by quick when you're here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're there.
I try to make it go by fast.
What's your plans today?
I have to go to Walmart and get stuff.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel for you, but you don't have to.
Yeah, but I have to.
Yeah, anyways.
For my mama, I do anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to do that and everything, so anyway. You guys got Well, anyway, we'll talk about that. Well, we got, I can't even remember what I was going to say.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, anyway, I was going to ask you something.
It's the weather. See, this is why we need hot, warm weather and sunny. It wakes you up.
Yeah. I bet it has been pretty cool out at the lakes.
Oh, yeah. If you're a lake person, I bet it's been a little chilly. I'm not a lake person, so I want to know.
Well, I'm under construction at the house. I got to go finish it today with a skid loader. Been clearing out some weeds and dirt and stuff and rebuilding the road to the house. Put up new hot wire. I got to put up panels around the new pumpkin patch because deer like pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
They like to smash them.
You got a list, dude.
I got a list going on today. So anyway, and then you get to go meet the new puppy here in a minute.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Metter. God bless.
Stay connected.
Check us out.
Stay connected
on Facebook.